Chapter 7. When I would have healed Yisrael, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered, and the wickedness of Shomeron, for they commit falsehood, and the thieves come in, and the band of robbers raid in the streets. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about, they are before my face. They make the sovereign glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceases from raising after he has kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our sovereign, the princes have made him sick with skins of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven. While they lie in wait, their baker sleeps all the night. In the morning it burns as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. All their sovereigns are fallen. There is none among them that calls to me. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Yes, grey hairs are here and there about him, yet he knows not. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they did not turn to Yahweh the Elohim, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim also is like a deceived dove, lacking discernment. They call to Mitzrayim, they go to Assyria. When they shall go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of the Shemaim. I will chastise them, and their congregation has heard. Woe to them, for they have fled from me. Destruction to them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me, and they have not cried to me with their heart. When they wailed upon their beds, they assembled themselves for grain and new wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Mitzrayim.